Today's message that the deacon read from over here was tied very much to what Hillary read. I believe it was Hillary, wasn't it? Yes, okay, because I saw only the back of it. I had to listen carefully. That Hillary read, it was talking about the punishment. And a punishment in a very different way. And if you listen to very carefully to what the deacon was reading, it was a very interesting and funny story, in fact. Jesus says that there was a man who gave a big party. And everybody found excuses why not to go to that party. So I want you to imagine, have you ever been invited to a party? Birthday party? Okay, let's say we get an invitation to go to Hago Peak's party, okay? There's a little boy named Hago Peak, and it's his party we're going to go to. This is a made up. It's not the Hago Peak we know, okay? So we're going to Hago Peak's party, and we get an invitation that says, come next Saturday, and we're going to have hamburgers and hot dogs. And come at 2 o'clock. And imagine if you made up excuses. I don't want to go to next Saturday because I can't make it. On Saturday, I like watching cartoons. And then the next person said, I don't want to go because I don't like hot dogs. I don't want hot dogs. Instead, I want burritos. So everybody starts making excuses. How do you think Hago Peak feels? You think he's happy? No, he's not very happy at all. Because nobody showed up at his party. So what does Hago Peak do? He goes outside and he finds other people. And he brings them in. That's what Jesus was teaching us. God made an invitation for people to come. And everybody found excuses not to come. Some people said that we don't need to come to God's party. We already know who God is. We don't need to come to God's party because we can pray anywhere we want. We don't need to come to God's party because we're the first Christian nation. We're already Christian. See, God invited everybody to his party, which is, of course, this service that we have. This very special service where something is distributed. Not hamburgers and hot dogs, but something very special. The body and blood of Christ. And everybody found excuses. So what did God do? In the Bible, it says that he went out and he found other people to come. People who you would never expect for them to come. He said, he sent his servants out and he said, go out and find the people who have no homes. People who cannot hear. People who think that they are lost. But when you start putting up yourselves above God's law, what happens? God doesn't need you. He doesn't care about you. This is a topic that keeps coming out over and over in the Gospels. Jesus had a problem with the Pharisees because they thought that they were above the law. That I'm better. I understand. I read the Bible. I know God. I don't need any more instruction. And you know what? When you look at it, I want you to take a look at where you're sitting. Look at the space that you're occupying. What is that? About a 2x2 little square? That's all of your existence in this universe. That little 2x2 square you're sitting on. God is infinite. God is so big. And yet, he invites you to become part of his celebration. His celebration is this Badarak. His celebration is the life that he has given you. And when you say no to him, it hurts just like that little boy who invited people to his party. God hurts in a very different way. He hurts not by giving you punishments, but by giving you the ultimate punishment, which is you cannot participate in his celebration. That's not something God decides, we decide. Think about it for a moment. God's party is always. His party is called life. We celebrate it here in the Badarak. He never excludes anybody from it. The only person who excludes themselves is the person who excludes themselves. In other words, you have the invitation in your hand to come and participate, to enjoy life, to enjoy all that God has given you. If you say no, it is only you who have said no. God hasn't excluded you, but the punishment is there because you've decided that you don't need God in your life. The second part of today's story was a very... It's probably... If you hear nothing else from the Bible, this story is probably the most important thing you will ever hear. Okay? And it talks about how we should approach Christmas. It's along the same lines. God prepares a celebration, a meal, and people find excuses why not to go to God's celebration. And then Jesus turns and he says, when you have a party, don't invite people who can invite you back. Instead, invite people who invite you back. And that's why I tell you that that's really something that is really difficult to do. Because nobody wants to have a party with complete strangers, right? Can you imagine having a birthday party and you don't even know who those people are? Well, Jesus is talking about something much bigger than a party. He's talking about Christian giving. And that's why I say it's so important that if there's nothing else you remember in life, that you remember this one story. That God has one special message for all of us. And that is, your life has meaning when you give to others. When you have something, it's very easy to give it to somebody who's going to give you something in return. Next week will be Christmas parties all over, at schools, at businesses. And what do? We check out what people give us. You see, if somebody gives me aftershave lotion, right? I will look at it and then I'll check it out and I'll say, where did they buy this from? How much does it cost? And I have to give something that's equal in price. If somebody gives you a toy, you look at it and you say, oh, this only costs $10. I better not spend any more than that. That's how we deal with Christmas. And God says, that's not the way. He says, no. He says, I don't care how much aftershave lotion costs. I don't care how much your toy costs. You give because people on the other side can't give back to you. And that's why this toy drive is so important. That's why this Christmas tree is very important in the life of our church. Because if you look at it, my friends, this last year, everything that we have done here at St. Gregory is based on this one message. In February, our children raised money for Africa, for the kids in Armenia. In March, we raised blood donations for the entire community. Throughout the summer, we had our drives. And finally, we ended with a toy drive for children that have absolutely no way to give us something back in return. If at Christmas time you measure what people give you and you give in return, that's exactly against what the Bible says. And not only that, it's not celebrating Jesus' birth. Jesus invites us to his birthday party. And he says, this is what I want for my birthday party. Everybody has a birthday. They have their selection. I have a birthday. For my birthday party, I want Hot Wheels and I want the latest Nintendo games because I love those games. Jesus says the same thing. He says, I'm having a birthday party. I'm going to turn 2001 year old this year. And I have a special request. For my birthday, what I want you to do is give to other people. Give to people that will not have a way to give back to you. And so you could think of it like this. If you wanted to give Jesus a gift, you can take the gift and throw it up in the air and say, Jesus, catch it. And if it comes back to you, you'll see that he doesn't want it. Okay, we can all try that at home. Jesus, catch it. If it comes back to you, it means he doesn't want it. So what's Jesus saying? Give it to somebody who needs it, who'll be happy with it. That's what this Christmas season is going to mean to all of us. I told you a couple weeks ago, each of these Christmas messages brings us closer to what Christmas is all about. We have a really tough time as Christians. We have a tough time because everywhere they're telling us that Christmas is something else. But Christmas is really in the giving. God gave something very special. He made a celebration where every one of us is invited, despite ourselves, despite what people said. They said that I am greater than the message, that I don't need God, I could pray wherever I want. God's doors are always open to you, and He's in every one of your lives. And for the Sunday school, this message is the one message that I want you to take back with you. And as you're getting things ready for Christmas, remember the people who have no way of giving back to you. That Christmas tree over there is our way as a community. Every toy underneath that tree is going to three places. The orphanage in Kharkiv, in Nubarashen, and in Vanatsor. These three places will receive it. And those kids, when they wake up and they see those toys that morning and know that their brothers and sisters in America sent it, they will understand that that day is a very special birthday, the birthday of Jesus Christ. And they'll understand that Jesus' whole message was about loving and giving to each other. So God bless you all. And you guys get to your classes very quietly and orderly, because we're going to continue over here, all right? And then we'll see you afterwards. God bless you.